This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
My friends, we all have power at some level, and we can use it for good or bad, to help others or for selfish purposes. King David used his power mostly for the good, but occasionally he also used it to pursue his own personal ends. Most of us know the story of David and Bathsheba. When David saw Bathsheba, he wanted her, and he used his power as king to summon her. After he slept with her and she became pregnant, David used his power to cover up the affair. He summoned her husband home from the battlefield so that he would presumably sleep with his wife, but Uriah refused to come while his men were fighting. When his plan failed, David used his power to order Uriah to the front lines of battle so that he would be killed in action. And indeed, Uriah was killed in action. The story concludes with this chilling statement, "But the thing David had done displeased the Lord." Thankfully, the story doesn't end here. And as we read in Psalm 51, David repented of his sin and was forgiven. David's story is a compelling reminder of what happens when we abuse our power and influence for our own purposes rather than God's. Let his story challenge us to use whatever power and influence we have to do good in the world. Looking out for the good of others first will keep us on a path that pleases God.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Visit ifcj.ca/prayerbook for our free resource on the power of prayer called Work of the Heart. That's ifcj.ca/prayerbook.